The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
open at you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, look just like
my mother
ice.
Will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
my father
hair?
Will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't.
Well, maybe just a half a drink.
Put
more.
Some records on while I
the neighbors might think.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
No cabs to be hot out there.
I wish
your
I knew
eyes
how
are like starlight
to break
now.
The spell.
I'll take your hat, your hair looks so
I
well.
I ought to say no, no, no,
mind
sir.
If I move in
please don't want to say that I tried.
What a sense of hurt in my pride.
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby, it's cold.
Dina. With Dina Martin. Thank you, Albert. Very nice. Fox and Friends last week. Singing Baby It's Cold Outside, the politically incorrect version. Thank you very much. So nice to hear. Hey, so anything happened overnight? I mean, I'm like, is anyone not worried? Does anyone not care? Is anyone not fired up? Is anyone like, okay, next, and what are we doing today? Oh, I mean, I couldn't even watch it. I couldn't even watch it. It's so, is this, the only thing is about the impeachment, it's scary, scary. You know, and I, you know, I go through all my social media and I love you and I love you and you go back and forth. And a lot of people haven't voted for the president, won't vote for the president, you know. So we have all walks of life and political beliefs here on the radio show and we appreciate it. And then one guy just texted me, he said, Joe, you should get angry. You should get angry. Yeah, that's what I gotta do. I'm gonna get angry just to get angry. Everybody's angry. It's like, you know, I want to say keep calm. Just keep calm and listen to the radio. Keep calm and relax. This is ridiculous. The only thing is, I will say, is it's scary because as we meticulously unfolded the Mueller fiasco, the Mueller that like the hoax is, you know, these witch hunt, all these words that you hear. I don't know how else to describe it. You know, and we talked about that. That unfolded. There are people in jail still because of the Mueller probe. And they're still sentencing people because of the Mueller probe. The Mueller probe had no substance to it at all. It was a fake initiative to take down the president, as this impeachment is. And listen, I'm not, believe me, I'm objective enough. I don't drink the Kool-Aid, which is a, forgive the old reference, but I know what's right and I know what's objective and I know what's good for the country. And that Mueller probe was a political hack job. And it was a hack job because it was poorly run. Now you're going to find out. Wait till you see what happens. Wait till you see the ancillary damage on the other side from the Mueller probe. It's happening already, you know, within the attorney general's office. So after that, you think they give up. They don't give up. Then they start to impeach the president. And you and I both know nothing was done. Nothing was done there. There was nothing. Barack Obama. And I thought of this. And then I saw Karl Rove on, and you know what, if you're a Karl Rove fan or not, it's just a matter, the analogy is good. When the Russian diplomat went to Barack Obama and there was that open mic and they said, we need you to do this. And Barack Obama said, wait till after the election, I'll be able to tell Vladimir to wait till after the election, referring to Vladimir Putin. If you remember that, and the quote open mic they heard, that's not collusion. That's not colluding with the Russians. That's 10 a million times worse than anything they're accusing Donald Trump of doing. They let it go. It has nothing to do with what's right and what's wrong, what the president did do, what he didn't do. It's a hatchet job. It's a hatchet job to take out Donald Trump, because they just can't stand that he's going to be. And it's not so much his personality. I've decided this. It's not so much his personality. Or it's not so much, I can't stand those Republicans. It's not that. I think it's much bigger than that. I think it's the inner workings of the lifelong bureaucrats in Washington that are really trying to take out a president. And you and I know that as the deep state. It's the bureaucrats. And that's not conspiratorial. That's like the people are there for a long time, and they're in the intel community, and they don't want it to change. And Donald Trump goes, I'm changing it. And they said, we got to get this guy. And that's exactly what this is about. It's far more than just politics. And Nancy Pelosi and all of those who are trying to take the president down are puppets of this, you know? So it's scary, the scary that it can happen. If it happened it happens to President Trump, it happens to any General Flynn, it could happen to any single one of us. They could come at us and make our life miserable forever. And you don't think they're listening right now? They are listening right now. They do. And I was always, what kills me is my father always told me how great this country is and how great the military is and how you have to respect law enforcement and it's all about America. Learn the language, learn the laws, the United States of America. My father always, his family came from another country and he said, believe in this. And we would blindly believe in the government. We would blindly believe in the press. But I remember, I told you this, my father would read Time magazine. I remember he was voracious. He would read everything. The Newark Evening News back then, which is now the Newark Star Ledger. And then he would read all the papers, all the magazines. Then he would quote and tell me what's going on in the news from the paper. Well, did you hear what happened? We would take that as the truth. It's not the case anymore. It's all, everybody's got an angle, everybody's got an effort, a political effort, and everybody's got an agenda. Everybody. There's no objective journalism anywhere like that. So that's what you got to watch out for. But when the deep state gets involved, then you got a problem, because they're going to try to take the president down. They can take the president down, they're going to take us down. And I'm watching this. And you see Nancy Pelosi's smirk, impeachment. They've been wanting to do this. This is just a in your face to the president, because he's not going down. And you know what? All it has done is you have now ensured the president's landslide victory in 2020. That's all that's going to happen. You can't come up with a candidate to go against Donald Trump. You can't come up with an initiative. Look at all the problems that we have that are not being solved. And this president is the one that could get everything done. The Democrats don't care. They don't care. And the glaring example, and I keep using the same example because it's such a glaring example, is helping out those most stressed in the United States that we always try to help. In the inner cities throughout the United States of America. You take a look. Those are all Democrat cities, the Democratic-run cities in Philadelphia, in San Francisco. Look at what's happening to the cities. Look what's happening to the cities. They don't care. They don't care that people are being shot in Chicago to the degree. They don't care. They just want the votes. And you're right. And I saw the tweets, and I listened to you. And you're right about the giving licenses to illegal immigrants, illegal aliens. Can I say, did I just find myself $250,000? Because you can't use that term. I'm using that term. If you're illegal and you get a license, you're right. Everybody else, and I have people who are immigrants who come to this country who said, Joe, I worked so hard to get here to do the right thing. Now they're giving things away. You know what? Guilty as charged. You're absolutely right. And those licenses should not be good. You should have to earn it. You have to earn it. You should have to earn your citizenship to be in America. Don't give it away like that. Just because that's the problem. It's like when somebody does something wrong and you do something marginally wrong to a police officer, you should be locked up, that because there's no consequences. So we're in a tough time, but please don't get the blood pressure up, okay? You know, because it's like this is just an exercise in politics. The only thing that's bad about it, and I know it affects President Trump, is that it goes down in history like this. It goes down, the president was impeached. But wait, but they're going to have to look at the history, and they're going to see the landslide victory coming up in 2020, and they're going to see, and they'll go down. Wait, you had the lowest unemployment? You mean for those stressed areas that the Democrats have abandoned, those people that the Democrats have abandoned in the Latino community, the black community, they've abandoned? women that everybody's doing better in all those categories, in all those categories, yet they impeach this guy? Are you kidding me? That's how dumb it's going to be. And I think Pelosi, Schiff, and, you know, now they're going to be a blip. You know, those guys are just a blip. What an embarrassment. You know, but Pelosi, Speaker of the House, wait till she goes down. She could go down as one of the most, and I'm telling you, her little smirk like that, you know, you're going to go against me, Donald? I'm going to impeach you. I don't care what happens to the country. I don't care how much it costs. You have people shooting each other, kids under 12 years old shooting each other in Chicago. I don't care. I'm going after you, Donald Trump. She'll go down as you know, mother misery, man. I'm telling you, she's going to be like the one. I really, really think so. So stay calm. Let's onward and forward. Joe DiGenova will join us, and he'll have his brilliant take on this, because it's just, I'm looking at the news. I'm seeing what's going on. It's not, I love the way the Democrats wear black. They wear black, you know. Are black people offended by that, by the way? Did someone step up? Did Black Lives Matter step up and go, hey, man, you can't wear black. You can't wear black for the impeachment. What about money? Wear white? Come on. This is ridiculous. This whole thing is, we're getting so sensitive about everything. The only thing that upset me a little bit is, I just went to bed. I said, I can't watch this. I cannot watch this. It's a fiasco. And although there were some great speeches on the conservative side, but Mikey texts me something from CNN that says, it says here, live updates, President Trump has been impeached. So the liberal socialists go crazy. Oh, we got what we wanted, right? So Mikey sends a question mark with an exclamation point. Now children all across schools, all across the United States of America, are going to be taught by their teachers that this impeachment was just and that the president did something wrong. That's what's going to happen. So now you and I have to deprogram our children and deprogram our grandchildren and tell them exactly what I tell you about. So now what do I say? Text my son back. It's son, anything from CNN is fake. I didn't say that. I should have said that. But I said, Mikey, this all goes away when it goes to the Senate. And I explained to him, I had to do like a civics lesson to my son. The House of Representatives, congressmen and women, is one body of government. The Senate is the other, where the senators are. Right? I'm explaining to my kid in high school, a president cannot be convicted of impeachment unless the two bodies agree. This will never get through the Senate. And I capitalized never. And this embarrassment brought on by whining and bitter Democrats will be over soon. The president will stay the president and win in a landslide reelection in 2020. Sadly, Mikey, my son, it's all a childish game because the Dems are jealous of this president's massive popularity. Love you and talk tomorrow. God bless America. That's it. And we have to teach our kids. That's the only thing you have to talk about. Go to your children and tell them, because they're going to be taught in school and that the president's impeached. And you know what? You can't argue with that. Yes, the president's impeached, but you have to explain that how tough politics is. And then when you talk about this impeachment, you might want to reference the Mueller probe. You may want to just reference that and say, let me tell you what happened before the impeachment and when they couldn't take down the president, because they are lying. Everything they accused this president of doing. And I have to tell you, I'm going to tell you right now. Do I get invited to the White House? Did I get invited to the White House Christmas party? Excuse me. Did you see my invitation anywhere? And I misplace my invitations in my office. I didn't get invited. Hey, Joe, come on down. Hey, Joe, we appreciate you supporting the president. No, I don't get nothing from nothing. I am as independent as ever, and I'm not begging or groveling anybody. You know, it's like Saturday Night Live this weekend. Joe, you'll be on Saturday Night Live this weekend? You know what? I'm not begging. I'm not groveling. I'm not asking. I'd be happy to go there. I went to the White House when President Trump was kind enough and generous enough to show respect to the Italian-American community. I was down there front and center, a foot away from the president. But I'm not going to put my hand up. Hey, Mr. President. Hi, Joe Piscopo. Hi. Wow, you're doing a great job, sir. I'm not kissing up to anybody. I don't care who it is. I'm as independent as you are. You know that? But I know what's right for this country. And this president is the right president at the right time. And you show me something else. And a shout out to Tulsi Gabbard. What the heck have I been saying for the last couple of years? That's the secret weapon. The Democrats are so dumb. They can't. You go to Tulsi Gabbard. You put that girl in charge, a major in the United States military. And she's got, and believe me, you could probably bring her close to the center because she is very liberal. Don't forget, she ran Bernie Sanders' campaign. Don't forget, she is a liberal. But she had the decency to vote present and not vote for impeachment. That, trust me on this prediction, that girl will go as far as she wants to go. But I would suggest that she becomes a Republican. And I'm not, listen, I'm an independent, so I got no skin in the game. But Tulsi Gabbard, she could become a Republican. She could be president one day, easy. The Democrats don't know. They don't know what they got. So keep calm. Keep calm and listen to Piscopo, Debbie Duhaime. That's all I'm saying, you know. Mm-hmm. Don't get excited. Don't get, it's all right. Tutto in ordine. Everything's going to be all right. Good morning to you, Deb. How are you doing this morning?
You know, I couldn't watch much of it last night either because, you know, because then you can't sleep because your heart starts racing. You're like, this is just so crazy, you know?
Well, you know, you because you're very political savvy. Certainly the Duhaime family is legendary in politics in the country. So you know what's happening. I know what's happening. And if you're savvy, but now we just got to talk to our kids and let them know exactly how politics works. And it's unfortunate, you know? And but we'll get through it. It is heartbreaking because everything's going so great. And when you go to different arenas and everybody's, of life, you know, different venues of life, and you're going on, and everybody's happy, everybody's doing good, you know, it's like who are these mean, ugly, nasty Grinch-like Democrats that can't stand that we're happy? They want to take it away.
And I think they just don't like that that Trump, you know, has like an edge to him. You know, he's got an edge. I really think that they don't like his personality. You know, I know they're saying that he this phone call, this, but I don't know. Don't you think if they scrutinized every phone call of anybody in politics, they could find like one little thing that they may have said that they could try to twist? I don't know. I don't get it.
You know what? 877-970-2999. Give us a call on the Balance of Nature phone lines. Debbie's out there. Good morning. Good morning, Debbie. It is December 19th. Holy bazooli. Here we go into Christmas and traffic on the roads. And Debbie's got it for you. Thank you, Debbie.
Joe, it's another gridlock alert day today. Let's also go to the Taconic South at Peekskill Hollow Road into Putnam Valley. An accident there. 84 moving slowly westbound into 684 getting out through Brewster. It's a little bit busy on the Deegan already south down by the stadium. It's an accident there to deal with. Stop and go traffic as well on the LIE West at Junction Boulevard with the disabled vehicle. Westbound Belt out past the Cross Island, a collision there. Inbound GWB, Lincoln, and the Holland, all about 20. 23 south of Booton Avenue in Butler. Accident in the right lane there. The Griggstown Causeway remains flooded. Let's see what's happening as you head to the southbound thruway. Still moving okay, getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Sunny today, high of 27. Sunny tomorrow, high of 34. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. Did you take your Balance of Nature yet? Oh, I've been religious on my Balance of Nature. You got to get the Balance of Nature. I was talking to my cousin Paulie. Doesn't everybody have a cousin Paulie? My cousin Paulie, we were talking yesterday. And how you doing? Oh, I got a nick here. I got a nick there. Your knee here. Your shoulder there. You know what I'm saying? As you get older. And he goes, hey, what about Balance of Nature? I said, you got to get Balance of Nature. You got to try Balance of Nature. You go in, you get some great deals from us from Balance of Nature. And you go to 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com and use the promo code The Answer. You'll feel great. See, and this is where you can try it because we have this great deal for you. If you call or you go online right now, 800-246-8751, you become a preferred customer. That'll give you our best pricing and free shipping, and we will take an additional 25% off your first order. How about that? Plus, you get a set of those convenient travel bottles that I love, containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. It'll be a limited time offer, so please don't wait. Again, 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. The discount code is The Answer.
Chances are your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
I had two guests, Christopher Bayonne and Vito Pitta, attorneys with Pitta Bayonne. It's been almost 18 years since the 9/11 attack. We hear about first responders dying from 9/11 related cancers. Do you think this is the beginning of the end of that cancer epidemic relating to 9/11, or is it the end of the beginning?
We don't have a full picture of everyone that was exposed. So while first responders, uniformed personnel, recovery workers were very much aware of the Zadroga Act, everyone else that was in Manhattan below Canal Street may not know that, one, they were actually exposed, and two, that they are potentially eligible for health care and compensation because of that exposure.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Digital marketing is a big part of just about every business. It's everywhere. Is your business using it to your advantage? You could be losing sales by the second. Salem Surround can help you. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into leads. A full-service digital agency, providing you with all your marketing under one roof. Contact Salem Surround.
Get a complimentary digital analysis and get ahead of your competition. Call Salem Surround, 212-857-9635 or surroundnewyork.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It is 625 right now on AM970 The Answer. It is Red Kettle time. There it is. Thank you, Big Al. Yeah, no, we go to team970.org. Team970.org. You know, so they always, you know, by the way, I have to tell you this. I have to tell you as you listen. They track the stations, who's giving what, who's giving what. And we're doing pretty good. And we appreciate everything you send in. But me and Al and Frank, we said, and Debbie, we want to kind of show up a little. We want to make sure we raise a little more than the rest of the stations. They track AM 970. How much do those people give? And I'm going like, all right, you want a little challenge here? So how about a little challenge here? How about we just donate what you can so we could you can make the station look good against all the other stations that are doing Salvation Army. The bottom line is the money goes to something that's really great, and that is helping folks have presents under the tree, for example, food on the table, and certainly joy in the hearts of our neighbors most in need. You know, I always tell you, 84 cents of every dollar that goes to the Salvation Army goes right into our communities, right? So we're trying to raise 24 grand this December. That's our goal. So we need your help on it. Can't do it without you. So whatever you could give to team970.org, whether you give a little, give a lot, every dollar does a world of good in your community. So help us out, and we appreciate you helping us out already, but it's team970.org. Give me a little bell action there, Albert. There, you know it. That's the Salvation Army, team970.org.
Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and am970theanswer.com.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. It's Christmas time, rolling into Christmas. So, I think I got everything in order. This is the most stressful time of year for me. But I think finally yesterday, I think I went in and I wanted to get some Capalbo's gift baskets out. I sent a Pompeii bottle engraved. You can engrave those Pompeii gift baskets, which is great. And Capalbo's, I sent a few of those out. I did that. I took care of everything. I think I got the presents in order. Thank God for Big Mike, my man Big Mike. We put it all together, get them wrapped. And I told the kids, not a lot of presents, because I always go for quantity. And then I still have presents in our little tree room where we put the tree. Presents are still there. They're still there from like last year. So I said, I'm not going to get tchotchke stuff. I'm getting stuff that you really need. So, little sense of relief with me. I finally got everything done. Frank, did you start? Something tells me you didn't even start yet, right?
I'm not really getting much in the way of gifts for anybody this year.
Nothing. That's it. No. Okay. Well, there you go.
His gift was his wife.
Yeah.
They got married in September.
I think I'm in a couple of Secret Santas or White Elephants, so I got that all squared away, and that's pretty much it.
Albert, you doing good too?
I have to get my wife like one more thing. Actually, there's a little boutique shop that opened a couple blocks from me, and I want to shop local, so it's kind of stuff for her. So I'm probably going to get her a little something in there and then a gift card to the place.
That's very nice. Shop, I hope so. every listener follows your lead shopping.
Al in a boutique shop. That's what I want to see.
How would you like to see me in it?
Good
dress?
For Al. I'm glad to hear that.
What do you want? A little halter top? I don't think so. Let's not freak people out.
Hey, so before we talk about the weather, we talk about this ridiculous political situation. I want to say happy birthday to actually Michael's dog, but I've kind of, you know, you adopt the dog because the ex doesn't want the dog, so you keep the dog. So now I got the dog. Otis's birthday today. Happy birthday, Otis. Happy birthday, my big bear of a Bernese Mountain Dog. And he's 10 years old. 10 years old. And he looks good. We had him checked out at the vet. And the vet said he's got the blood work of a 2-year-old. So, Otis, happy birthday, my beautiful dog. Beautiful, beautiful dog. They're family now. The doggies are family. So, happy birthday to my beautiful Bernice. Hey, what was with the weather? Albert, what was with the weather yesterday? With everything out my neck of the woods as I went out, froze. Like the trees. It was eerie. It was eerie. Not the Eric Swalwell thing.
The snow squall that we had, which woke me from my nap yesterday with the alert there that, you know, apparently this dangerous
Eric Swalwell alert.
Yeah, the Eric Swalwell alert. I don't know. You know, again, it was one of these, like, you know, fronts that came in very quickly and it drops, you know, maybe a little bit a coating of snow in some places. They got maybe close to an inch. And it's interesting. Somebody had posted a video of this time lapse of the snow squall coming over Manhattan. It was actually pretty cool. But apparently when this happens, people freak out now. I don't know how we've survived into the 21st century without alerts from, you know, from weather services on our phones and stuff.
But why did they have to do that on the phone? I mean,
because sometimes
like an Amber Alert.
Well, here's a little dramatic, Frank.
Here's the thing.
Yeah. I was in a restaurant and everybody's phones started. Right. Everyone thought there was an earthquake or something.
What happens is the conditions are created like a whiteout. The conditions are created like a whiteout very quickly.
I can tell it irritates you.
That's all right. It's all right.
Go ahead.
But it creates conditions.
Sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, it's all right. It's all right. No, I, you know, really. Go ahead. Get it out. Get it out. Here you go.
Hi, Jopis. we like that. Okay.
It creates conditions of a whiteout very quickly. And, you know, it could cause, you know, cars to crash, et cetera, et cetera. So you need to be careful. But when they do that, it freaks people out more. Yeah, and I can't tell you how many people posting on social media, oh, my God, snow squall. And then, of course, the memes come out. I survived the snow squall of 2019, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, honestly, it's like.
Was there, did a Eric Swalwell come, did it come out? I didn't see. I saw a little snow came by.
Yeah, that
like
was
in
it.
A second. That was the end of it, man.
That's it.
That was it. Huh?
Over. Thank you. Go
did
by
I miss
life.
Something? Did I miss something?
I guess. I don't know. By the time it hit in my neck of the woods, I was walking in for my massage. So, you know, whatever. I don't care.
That's right. With what's her name?
Susan.
Stefanik? What's her name?
No. Christiane. Susan. That was earlier in the day. I had that appointment. This was later on.
Al, you are a piece of work. Everything good, though? Everything good?
Fantastic massage. 80 minutes. Got all the kinks out. Very nice.
So, you know, please don't worry. Please listen to here. We got this, you know, the Trump, Donald Trump, third president in the United States history to be impeached. They are so excited. And you know, when you talk to a crazy person, and forgive me for using the word crazy, you can't say crazy anymore, can you? You know when you talk to a
mentally
really,
imbalanced
a whack job. How about that? Is that
all right, well, great? I mean, if you really want
you know,
to.
And you get in an argument and you look at somebody, and it's like on Twitter. When somebody hits you up on Twitter and it's so negative and it's so nasty, you block them. But everybody just mute them because they don't know they're being blocked. It's like you can't argue with these people. You can't. It's like what they're so incensed and enraged that they lost the 2016 election. They still can't. Remember when Donald Trump won? And those of us who love drama, and those of us who just didn't understand how Hillary Clinton could delete 33,000 emails, and Hillary's tweeting out this morning saying all that, you know, how the impeachment was just. Hillary deleted 33,000 emails, and no one has done anything to this day. I can't figure this one out. How does she get away with it? And she's Secretary of State. Oh, my gosh. So you can't talk to these people. So don't get upset, because they want you to get upset. All we have to do is keep voting the right way. And that's why I voted for Donald Trump, because it was like a revolt vote. It was like, you guys have no idea what you're doing down there. And the people that did this impeachment, started this impeachment, has nothing to do with what's good for the United States. If I could never... I could never be in politics in that regard, because you'd sit there in Pelosi's office, in the speaker's office, and she'd try to say, well, you got to fundraise, number one. We're going to take you to the executive building. And it works on both sides. The Republicans do the same thing. You got to fundraise. And number two, we want you to fight. We want you to be fight. Like the guy he hit me on Twitter this morning. You got to be mean. You got to be rough. You got to be tough. You got to be a boss. No, I don't. You go ahead and you make yourself miserable. Because I'm not going to go that way, and I'm not going to let them tear me down. I'm just going to vote the right way. The country's doing the best it's done in 50 years plus, in my memory, and I'm old. And you should embrace that. Just embrace that. But that hate that they have because they can't get control. The deep state is working with them, with that party. And then the media is working with the deep state and with the Democratic Party. And then you and I are Americans trying to go through every day doing the right thing, taking care of our kids, paying our taxes, getting beat up every single second, paying ridiculous tolls, being told what to do, getting congestion pricing, being lectured that we're racist, being lectured that we're wrong. You know what? We're winning. We're winning because you know what? We're right and we have no animus and we have no hate. Let them hate. Let them bury themselves. Let it go. I would turn. I'm telling you to turn the other cheek. But we're going to talk to Joe DiGenova, and I would like to see, I really would like to see, and this is where my Italian ire gets going here, is to see the Senate shut down people and see the people come back. There's got to be some kind of payback. For example, on Hillary Clinton, on the 33,000 emails that she deleted, how in the name of God did she get away with it? Why doesn't the press track that and stay on that? They let it go. They let it go. Barack Obama is told by a Russian diplomat, hey, you know, can you do this? And Barack Obama, as president, says, tell Vladimir, let me get elected, and then we'll deal with this. If that's not Russia collusion right there, I was appalled when I saw that. The press let it go. So the only way we can win and continue to win is to vote the right way. But really, keep calm. Listen to the radio show. Keep calm. Listen to radio. We got this. 6:36 with Joe on the radio. Big Al standing by with the local news, live and local, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
18 degrees at 6:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The MTA board approving a budget plan that includes funding for 500 additional subway cops. At times, protesters interrupted yesterday's pre-vote hearing, claiming the move amounts to policing poverty and that the money would be better spent on things other than security. Several board members explained their support for the plan, saying violent crime is different in the subway where victims are trapped, adding that such incidents are on the rise. In addition, there's concern over fare beating and how that's costing the MTA money, although one member who voted against the plan suggested non-police officers can be used to check the turnstiles. Officially, 9 of the board's 12 members voted in approval of the plan, while 3 voted against it. Governor Murphy is saying he's going to sign a bill today that will grant driver's licenses to illegal immigrants residing in New Jersey. The bill passed both the Assembly and Senate earlier this week. Murphy calls the law part of a milestone achieved this week in the state's fight for social justice, in which he also included his signing of legislation yesterday that restored voting rights to residents on either probation or parole. In sports, Devils beat the Ducks 3-1, and as you heard here last night, St. John's crushed Albany 85-57. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks. Let's go out to the Taconic South at Peekskill Hollow Road in Putnam Valley. It's an accident. It looks like we have emergency activity at the scene over there. Inbound GWB Lincoln and the Holland, all about 25. 21 south of Route 3, an accident in Clifton. 23 south of Booten Ave in Butler, an accident there. Traffic is building for you as you head over to the Sheridan. Sheridan, right by the Cross Bronx, a disabled tractor trailer. And traffic is still moving slowly on the ground. Central Parkway West at LaGuardia with a disabled vehicle still out there. Speeds reduced at the Bayonne Bridge and the Gothels Bridge because of wind. Let's see what's happening on the Southern State Parkway westbound. Heavy traffic into the Cross Island because of earlier problems over on the westbound belt. Expect delays on the Morris and Essex line of New Jersey Transit. It's all due to a problem with the track condition there. Sunny today, high in the 20s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Are you tired of staring at that dent? At Mako, getting collision repaired is as easy as book quote, fix. Come to Mako for a collision repair backed by our best price guarantee. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 639 on AM 970, The Answer, telling you about Dr. Ed Romano, Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey in Morristown. I know you're thinking about your smile. I know you are. I did it for years. Hey, should I fix this? Should I do that? I don't know what to... Just check out AestheticSmilesNJ.com. AestheticSmilesNJ.com. Do you know how to spell aesthetic? No, no one does. AestheticSmilesNJ. SmilesNJ. AestheticSmilesNJ.com. Call Dr. Romano's office, please. You tell him, look, I heard you on Piscopo. What can you do for me? Here's the number, 973-285-5480. Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey. They have 30 years of experience. And Dr. Ed, I told you this. When you walk in, you're going to love Dr. Ed. You're going to love the staff. Everybody's there to take care of you. You know, they'll give you the best dental and oral health possible, but the veneers that you can get now, ugh, forget about it. You can get the implants. Oh, my gosh, an implant. No, it is so easy now. And the man who came up with a lot of these concepts cosmetically, Dr. Ed Romano, and he's right there, and he's a great guy. You'll love him. Everybody loves Dr. Ed Romano, and you love him and his team at Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey in Morristown, New Jersey. 973-285-5480. It's 973-285-5480.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
God bless us. Everyone.
What's the biggest blessing you can imagine this Christmas season? How about having your mortgage or rent paid for in 2020? It's possible when you enter the Christmas Mortgage Miracle Sweepstakes. Enter once a day to increase your opportunities to win. See rules and conditions for details.
To our Merry Christmas. God bless us. God
bless us. Enter the Christmas Mortgage Miracle Sweepstakes. Visit AM970TheAnswer.com. Sponsored by real estate and mortgage consultant Marco Danello. 973-768-0745.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
That's a good one. Hey, hi, Joe on the radio, Parian and Sons. You're worrying about jewelry. What am I going to get? You got to go to Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. You got to see Glenn and Maria are retiring from Parian and Sons. Parian and Sons has been around almost 100 years, selling the best of fine jewelry and watches, right? So Glenn and Maria say, look, we're gonna retire. So now, first, everything must be liquidated from the store. Store-wide, everything at Parian & Sons has been discounted up to 70%. So you can't say, oh, what am I going to get? Well, here it is, Parian & Sons. You got to go right there, Franklin Avenue, Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. They've always been known for superior quality, and they're just a beautiful family. And you want to go up there, and you say, look, I heard you on Piscopo, 70%. They're going to say 70%. Diamonds, watches, all kinds of jewelry, the green jewelry that I see, that those emeralds. It's beautiful at Parian & Sons. Will you just check it out? Because you're worrying, and now you're panicking like me, right? December 19th, as we get into Christmas and get into the holidays. Parian & Sons going out of business sale. It's going on right now, and they are right there conveniently. Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10.
10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Hey, I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way.
Hey, Frank, Frankie, can I ask you a question, Frank?
Yes, yes.
Hide this thing. Whatever. Delete this from Al's
computer.
Don't
worry, we will be Al free all of next week.
Oh, new music! I love it.
No Christmas music though.
Oh man!
Come on, it's Pearl Ives.
I know. But you know, but 10 times every day. Yeah. I mean, it's like, oh my gosh, Al.
All right, I'll play a metal version later. That's all. You know, fine.
But someone an irritating way, no matter what, right? Hey, Joe on the radio. So great to have you with us. Everybody's talking about this impeachment situation. Don't get upset about it, because you can see he is not the first president to be impeached. The 17th president of the United States, Andrew Johnson, was impeached in 1868. Bill Clinton was impeached in 1998. And I have to tell you that right there, if we could stop at Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton did. He lied. And there was a reason for it, but still he was, in my opinion, set up. Look, Bill Clinton did things that were as reprehensible as anything that anybody could ever do while in office. In office, please. I don't even want to get into it. So, but the fact that they impeached Bill Clinton had nothing to do with Whitewater, had nothing to do with what he had done in the Oval Office. It was because he was a massive popularity. He had massive popularity. And you know what? He had the country on the right track. And he was one of our smartest presidents, Bill Clinton. People don't like to hear that. It's true. So what did the Republicans do? We will impeach him. It's the same thing as now. The only difference is Donald Trump did absolutely nothing wrong. Donald Trump did nothing wrong. But they can't stand it when the president's doing good. Both parties go ahead. There has to be something that Congress, I don't know what you pass. Maybe we, the people, decide whether impeachment is just, you know? Maybe we vote. That's why I'm always for direct democracy. I don't think we do not. We have representation. We have no representation down there. You know, that's exactly why they started this country, right? Taxation without representation. We have no representation. Maybe we just go direct democracy somehow. I don't know how to do it with all the cyber problems we have and all the hacking we have already. But there's got to be a way, because those people that we put in office have nothing to do with the way you and I feel. They are owned by special interests. They are owned by lobbyists. They are owned by big, big progressive socialists like George Soros. You know, and they vote, and they're afraid not to get the money from those people. There has to be a change. I'm not sure how to do it or what to do, but goodness gracious, maybe President Trump could come up with something, because this was as much a fiasco as Bill Clinton, but even more so because Donald J. Trump did nothing wrong. Listen to the phone call. Is he gonna release the phone call if he did something wrong? And I'm not gonna defend the guy if he did something wrong. He didn't do anything wrong. Oh, Lord. And yet they make a big thing. And then they cheer after they say, oh, he's impeached. They cheer? You cheer like this is a great thing? Then it's all a ruse. It's all a ruse. It's all fake. And you know what's really, really hurts, though, I have to tell you, is the press knows it. And the press knows it, and they're just going to do it. You know what, Frankie? The press knows it. They're just going along with it. And they're celebrating and cheering with the Democrats, right?
Well, it's certainly big news. You talk about the other presidents that have been impeached. It doesn't seem to have hurt them much. Andrew Johnson, after he was impeached, and they weren't able to remove him from office, he got elected to the U.S. Senate after his presidency was over. And Bill Clinton not only saw his wife elected to the Senate, his wife appointed Secretary of State, but he's one of the most sought-after speakers in the world and has made millions, not only giving speeches but writing books. And he's a rock star in the Democratic Party. So I don't know. You know, I understand that the president is a little bummed about what this does to his historical legacy. But again, I don't think it's damaged the legacy of the other two presidents that have been impeached either.
Yeah Bill Clinton seems to have made quite a bit of money since being impeached. So yeah. But let's face it. Once Donald Trump leaves office, right, whether it's next year if he's voted out or in another 4 years, right, he goes back to his business. What happens? Do you think people aren't going to do business with Donald Trump when he goes back to working for his company because he was impeached? Oh, no, Mr. President. Well, I can't do business with you. You've been impeached. I mean, this is nonsense, especially the fact that the Senate is going to clear him. It's the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah, it's true. It's so true. What hurts me, and what you have to be prepared for, is when your kids come back from school today or you're picking up the grandkids, you're going to have to deprogram them, because I could guarantee guarantee that all the teachers, and God bless the teachers, you know, I'll always stick up for the teachers, but they tend to be a bit socialist, and they're going to say, oh, the president got impeached. And you know what? The president did get impeached, but now you have to explain to your children, as I had explained to Mikey, because now they think, oh, is the president going to be kicked out? What's wrong? And you got to explain how much good this president has done and how this is a political takedown because they are jealous of this president's massive popularity. And then they're going to say, that could happen in the United States of America, and it could end worse. They could put you in jail if you don't agree with them. Look at the Mueller probe. And that's the one thing that puzzles me more than anything else. How the press lets it go. All of the press, except for us at Salem Media here, we've been talking about it. And certainly Fox News will talk about it. But the rest of the press won't talk about what a joke the Mueller probe was and how wrong it was. And my goodness gracious, look what happened. And the collateral damage still, and they're still throwing people in jail. But it was wrong. It was fake. It was made up. The concept was made up. And yet they still let it go, man. Don't go down. We're not going down. We see it. You see right through it. I do. Good will prevail over this, you know. So don't let them try to take us, because they're going to try to take us down. It's good. We're in a good time. You know why we're in a good time? Because we know. We're smart enough to know. And we don't believe those people that are doing it and spewing. And it's spewing this evil upon us just for their own gain. Piscopo in the morning, 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:50 on AM 970, The Answer. And if you want to call 877-970-2999. Well, we got the balance of nature phone lines up and running. And Susie's Susie. Look at me. Now I'm going to Susie. See, I called Debbie Susie.
You're getting
Susie
your ladies Debbie. Confused. You know, don't do that if you're on a date. You know, it's okay to get your traffic reporters confused. But if you're on a date, Joe, I highly, you know, recommend not calling them.
Only me. Only me. You know.
Totally me. I don't care at all.
We can go. I can tell you stories. And I ain't going to tell you the stories.
Okay,
when we're alone, off the air, remind me to tell you stories. What happens? What do you do?
I want to hear what, that one.
Did you just say? No, I didn't.
Did you
I didn't
just say
that.
No, I said dear.
Debbie, you're the best. I always get notes on me around here. Susie Cerrone, in for Debbie Duhaime. No, not that. This is Debbie Duhaime. This is the real deal right here. Debbie. And we love Susie, by the way. Susie's a great gal.
She's great, yeah.
She's a lot of fun. Debbie's out there for you right now. 6:51 with Debbie on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Susie was here on her birthday Monday, so that was really cool. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe, on the Taconic South at Peekskill Hollow Road into Putnam Valley. Watch for an accident. It's busy over on the New England Thruway southbound, getting down through Port Chester with construction going on. Inbound GWB, Lincoln and the Holland, all 30. 21 South at Route 3, an accident. 23 South, Booten Ave and Butler, an accident there. The New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lanes north at 13, a collision up through Elizabeth. We're still seeing delays this morning as you head to the eastbound Gowanus up through the Prospects because of earlier problems. And a lot of stop-and-go traffic on the westbound belt by Cross Bay Boulevard with a collision there. Grand Central Parkway West at LaGuardia, a disabled vehicle. And traffic is moving slowly for you as you head to the Bronx River Parkway South at Allerton Ave into the Bronx with a collision there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Wow, have we got a show for you this weekend on Champions of Justice. Tom Girardi talks with Chef Bruno Serrato, the owner of the White House Restaurant. What does it have to do with justice? It's a show about a man who affects the judicial system at the grassroots, motivating children and preventing crime. The best true story you'll hear all year. Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10, here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve.
Autovado.
One last gift idea for you to get this year. It won't fit in a box or a bag, but it will make everything in your home look better and everyone in your home feel better. I'm talking about brand new custom window coverings from Blinds.com. From cellular shades, wood blinds, Roman shades, and more, now through December 23rd, you can save up to 35% off everything at Blinds.com. Plus, you get an extra $20 off with the promo code Prager. Every order gets free samples, free shipping, a free online design consultation, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. People at Blinds.com care how your home looks as much as you do. That's why they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings and my number one choice. Go now through December 23rd and save up to 35% off everything. Plus, get an extra $20 off with the promo code Prager. That's up to 35% off everything and an extra $20 off with the promo code Prager. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday morning at 9.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. Over the last few months, my fellow Salem talk show hosts and I have been speaking across the country at the War for America's Soul Tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events. We discuss the attacks against our Constitution, radical socialism, open borders, and other matters affecting the U.S. of A. You need to hear the truth about what's at stake ahead of our next election. You can now watch the events on demand or even buy the DVD. Just go to WatchSalemMedia.com. WatchSalemMedia.com. That's WatchSalemMedia.com.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Mostly sunny today, blustery and very cold with a high of 27. Wind chills will be in the single digits and low teens most of the day. Clear, brisk, and very cold tonight, down to 20 in Midtown, 10 to 15 in the coldest areas of northern New Jersey and the Hudson Valley. For tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, brisk and cold, high 32. Saturday, some sun through variable high cloudiness, remaining cold, the high 33. Sunday, sunshine, some clouds, and not so cold in the afternoon, high 42. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn. We want you to stop by 2929 Avenue R in Brooklyn, New York. That's where Michael's of Brooklyn is. You know, it was like a pizza place many, many years ago. And everybody knew Michael's of Brooklyn is a great pizza right in, quote unquote, the neighborhood. Now Michael's of Brooklyn is one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. So proud to tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn. Now, Fred's there, Johnny's there, Enzo's there, Michael himself is there, and we want you to pick up Michael's of Brooklyn gift boxes over there. You're going to love them. I've done it before. I've done it on television. I made the presentation. Michael's of Brooklyn gift boxes. It has the pastas married with the same sauce right there. It's all right there in the basket. You get the cookies. The whole presentation is beautiful, authentic, from Brooklyn, New York, from one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. Plus, they make the sauce right there. How cool is that? And then it ships all around the United States. And as you listen to my voice on AM970TheAnswer.com, we invite you to go to Michael's of Brooklyn. Just Google Michael's of Brooklyn, and you're going to find out where you can get the sauce in your neighborhood, because it's on every supermarket shelf all around the country. But right now, try those Michael's of Brooklyn gift boxes for the holidays. Stop in, take a break from shopping, please. 2929 Avenue R in the Brooklyn. That sauce is made with all natural ingredients. Oh, imported Italian tomatoes, pure imported olive oil, hand-chopped fresh basil, garlic, onion. Spectacular. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years. Good morning. Let's get this party started. Come on now. Joe on the radio, Frank and Al, and Debbie. AM 970, The Answer. We love you for listening. That doesn't get your morning started. We're going into the 7 o'clock hour. It's 6:58 right now. Al's going to give you the headline news. I see the phone calls at 877-970-2999. You are more than welcome to join us on the Balance of Nature phone lines. Tom DelPicaro is going to join us. But in the 7 o'clock hour, Joe DeGeneva will join us. You don't want to miss Mr. DeGeneva. He is a brilliant, brilliant legal mind. He'll talk about this impeachment fiasco coming up on Piscopo in the morning, live from New York City.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
18 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. It's one for the history books as the House has impeached President Trump. New Yorkers denounced the move on Staten Island, the only borough Trump won in the 2016 general election. Two articles of impeachment approved after a day-long debate in the Democratic-led House Wednesday. Trump is now the third president in U.S. history to be impeached by the House. Spotlight now moves to the Senate, which will be responsible for holding a trial to determine whether Trump is removed from office. In case you missed it, yesterday was New Jersey's 232nd birthday. The Garden State first became a state on December 18, 1787. Back then, around 184,000 people lived in New Jersey, compared to close to 9 million today. No truth to the rumor that back then New Jerseyans were arguing over pork roll or Taylor ham.